As I was walking in a little-known district of Los Angeles, an elderly man approached me. Although I was initially suspicious of his motives, it soon became apparent that he had something terribly important to tell me. He asked me for a minute of my time, and told me to wait right there, while he told me how his life was flipped upside down. He began with his childhood, spent in West Philadelphia, I do not know the precise location, where he would go each day after school to play basketball. One fateful evening, however, he encountered a group of people, clearly up to no good, whom he knew for a fact had been making trouble in his neighborhood. After getting into a minor brawl with the group, he returned home, haggard and bleeding. His mother reacted with fear, a fear like he had never seen before. So afraid was she for his life that she sent him to live in the same district of Los Angeles, with his aunt and uncle, whom he had never met before. And this, he told me, was where his troubles truly began. And so, that very night, the man stood on a cold street corner, whistling for a cab. As it approached, he saw that the license plate read fresh, and there were dice in the mirror. At this point I paused. Did he not realize that cabs like that were incredibly rare? Yes, he told me, but he had no choice. Although it seemed like the man had been traveling mere minutes, the cab arrived at his destination about 7 or 8 o'clock. His sense of humour intact, the man had jokingly referred to his cabbie as Holmes and told him that he would smell you later. The cab drove away without another word, and he was left on the doorstep of a strange house. The man fell silent. I begged and implored him to go on, but he merely shook his head and walked away into the night. He was gone before I could react. To this day, I don't know why he didn't tell me the rest of his story. Perhaps I was not ready. Perhaps the world was not ready. But as I too turned to walk away, I realized just who I had been talking to, and felt a shiver run down my spine. That's right. I was talking to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.